Isn't it kind of frustrating when you ask someone a question and they respond with a question or they just respond with going off in another direction? I have a nephew that's like that, that you, especially if he knows he's in trouble, you can ask him, did you get into that cake on the counter? And he'll completely sidebar it like, hey, did you see there's birds outside? It's like, no, I'm talking to you. Answer my question. But God, but Jesus does this in the Gospels again and again and again. He'll answer a question with a question or just won't give a direct response. And that's exactly what he does in today's Gospel. Someone asked him, Lord, will only a few people be saved? Quantity. How many are going to make it? How many are going to get to heaven? It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a little, few, many. He doesn't answer the question. What he does say, though, he answered them, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. So instead of asking about all of them, are all those people over there, are they going to be saved? They're going to make it? He responds by saying, how are you going to make it? What's the path you need to make to take to get to heaven? Strive to enter through the narrow gate. Many will attempt, but will not be strong enough. So this word, strive to enter. The Greek word that he uses, now I'm not a Greek scholar, but I'm going to attempt to read this Greek word here. Okay, maybe I won't attempt to read this Greek word. Greek is intimidating, I'm telling you, when you're staring at it. Agonozami. Agonozami. Okay, it's right in that ballpark, okay? All right, point is, the basis of this Greek word, it's translated as strive here in the gospel, but it's actually, if you hear it, agonozami, agony, is from the same root word as agony. Strive, agonize, struggle, contend, strain every nerve, take pains, exert yourself. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. When someone tells you to strive to do something, strive. Yeah, I'm striving to be a good parent. That means I'll do my thing. I'm going to mess up. You know, strive to get good grades, strive to whatever. But if someone tells you to struggle, to contend, to agonize over it, that's a little bit stronger, isn't it? It means something. You have to try. Struggle. Strain every nerve and take pains to enter through the narrow gate. I think Christians today do ourselves a great disservice by wrapping ourselves in a false security blanket that as long as I'm a good person, that basically covers all the bases. I haven't murdered anybody. You know, I don't cheat on my spouse. I don't steal stuff. That pretty well covers it, right? Many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. That's not what Jesus is saying here. It actually takes effort on our part. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. So what does this mean? What does this look like, this idea of a gate? Really, a better translation, a closer translation is door. Strive to enter through the narrow door. But it's the same idea. And how does a door work? Well, you know, you have a wall that you're not getting through. You have to find the door to either come in or go out. There's something that door defines. It's strictly defined. There's something different on this side of the door than on this side of the door. There's a point of separation. And it's only in the context of that frame that you have the opening. It doesn't make any sense to have a door frame standing out in the middle of a pasture. There's something that it defines. It's something that it separates one from the other. That's the point we have to enter through, Jesus tells us. Through the narrow gate, through the narrow door. So, a door is itself already defined. You don't, unless you're, you know, the Hulk and you make your own door through the wall, the door is already defined. It's your job to conform to the door. If you don't, you're not getting through. To conform to where the door already is and when it's opened. just like with our faith. There's so many matters of our faith, so many matters of the church teaching that we have to conform ourselves to. We don't like it when Jesus says, if you look at a woman with lust in your heart, you've committed adultery. That's a tough saying to follow. But we don't get to be the ones to define what is or isn't moral. We conform ourselves to what our Lord has given us. And in a great way, in a particular way, this seeking, this striving, this conforming to enter through the door, this narrow door. What about through the narrow door of the confessional? Strive through that narrow door of the confessional. It's difficult. Going to confession is not always fun. Most of the time it's uncomfortable, it's embarrassing, it's, you know, you name it. And guess what? I get that because I have to go too. Just because I'm a priest, I still go to confession. Doesn't mean I get out of jail free card, right? I go to confession too. And sometimes it's just as embarrassing and uncomfortable and so on for me. But there's a reason why God has us do it. Because it takes humility. You cannot go to confession without humility. It doesn't work. If you go into confession wearing a mask of false pride, well, I don't have any faults. I'm perfect. Look at me. You're not accomplishing anything. As a matter of fact, you accomplish the opposite. You make a mockery of the sacrament. But when you go there, and that's the one place where you absolutely have to take off the mask. This is what I've done. This is where I stand. I'm not perfect. I have messed up. I'm a sinner, and I need God's mercy. What a beautiful grace to have the ability to have that sort of conversation. And then to truly receive absolution. And when you hear the words, I absolve you of your sins, to know they're truly forgiven. I once heard a psychologist say that if Catholics understood the power of the sacrament of confession, I would be out of business, is what the psychologist said. If they understood the power of the sacrament of confession, I would be out of business. And yet so many of us put it off because it's uncomfortable, it's not fun. Or perhaps we think, well, you know, I'll do it some other time. Or perhaps some of us are still not quite convinced that that's something that's necessary. You know, when Jesus said to Peter in Matthew 18:18, who sins you forgive are forgiven, who sins you retain are retained. How is Peter as a judge holding the keys, the authority of Jesus Christ, to know whether or not to forgive or retain without first hearing those sins? Or when, like St. James commends us, confess your sins one to another. And if you look at the history of the church, while obviously the Protestants don't agree with us on this point of the sacrament of confession, but if you look at the history of the church, going all the way back, some of the earliest writings we have around the year 180 AD, are bishops encouraging their people to go to confession. And it wasn't until much, much later, almost 1,500 years later, that we start having conflicts or disputes about this sacrament. The practice itself is there. And you see it again and again and again in the writings of the fathers of the church commending this practice of going to confession. And so this great sacrament where we have to conform ourselves, where we have to humble ourselves, it's like entering through that eye of the needle. You have to struggle. You have to agonize. You have to have humility. And so if it's been a while, you're in luck. Tomorrow, Monday, we have our penance service, our end of the summer penance service. We'll have a half a dozen or so priests here, so we'll be able to get people through pretty quickly. Tomorrow, Monday, 7 o'clock, here in the church, we'll have a penance service. If it's been a while, I invite you to come back. Enter through that narrow gate. Have that awkward conversation, that embarrassing conversation. It's good for you. It's good for your soul. And walk out of there with absolution, knowing that your sins stay in that box. Let us strive to enter the narrow gate.